Hello.
Oh, hi, James, please.
Who's calling, please?
This is Tina from Local Splash.
Okay. Hold on 1 second.
Okay, thank you.
Hello.
Hi, James. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. I was just following up. You probably got the notification, but we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know
We're actually going to cancel the website. It's just we're not getting any revenue from it.
I see. Okay, so I need to give you some options because if you recall in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 5th, and in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So there is a $149 past due balance on the account, and we can't even cancel the account with a past due balance. But the good news is you're catching it in time because come September 5th, that'll reoccur to 298, and it continues to do so until this settles.
Okay.
I'm surprised you're not getting a ton of work because I'm on your dashboard.
All we're getting is nothing but spam calls on it, and it's really frustrating.
Real, yeah, because this shows 3,924 times you were found on the first page of Google with 358 Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So,
yeah, like I said, it's just trying to sell us S programs or trying to calls on people selling their products, and we're getting on our end.
The thing is I'm sure there's a high volume of spam callers, but I don't think they're all spam callers because Google's tracking the keywords you're coming up for, and it's showing bricklayer 15, construction companies 15, concrete 15, concrete repair 15 impressions, construction company site work, driveway companies, foundation repair contractors. So there's a lot of keywords that were typed in, you know, for people that are actually looking for your service. So, let me just see one thing here. Oh yeah. And then there are 72 leads on the dashboard that are coming in through the call tracking number. So if you wanted to, you know, settle the past due amount and cancel, you know, I respect it. I'll do it for you. But what I would recommend is since you have to, you know, take care of that anyway, what I could do is have the technicians do a complete performance update on your account and review some of the leads on the dashboard and make sure that if there's anything that we could do that, you know, as far as programming that would give you better performance, they can, you know, conduct that behind the scenes for you. And then the one thing you can do on your end is to work on getting some more 5-star ratings here and there on the Google listing. And we have a review generator email that would help you with that.
Okay.
Yeah, because, I mean, you have an excellent rating, but you haven't had anything fresh posted since January of 2024, and that could be affecting your conversion, right? Because if there's people up there next to you that have a lot of fresh stuff being posted, and then you have old reviews from, you know, 2023 and 2024, that could be affecting, you know, the end result of who they're calling, you know?
What?
Mm-hmm. So let me just see here. So the card we have ends in 1019, and it's saying generic decline. Do you think?
Yeah,
like
we had some fraud on that card, so we had to get new cards issued.
I see. Okay. Is there another card you can use in the meantime? Or?
Yep. I'm ready when you
okay.
are.
Okay. Okay, so go ahead.
It's 5581.
Okay.
1800.
Got it.
1801.
Got it.
3496.
3496. Okay. Expiration?
0428.
0428. And the code?
508.
50. And for this card, is it still tied into the same billing address on 4005 Brunswick?
It is.
Perfect. Okay. So I will get your authorization and you will be good to go. What I'm also going to do, James, if you want to continue, is I'll push the next billing out 30 days. So that way you're paid in full until September 11th rather than the 5th. And then if you decide, you know, come closer to September 11th that you still want to cancel, no problem. Just call us a couple of days ahead of time and we'll get it canceled out and you won't have any.
Okay, you said 3 business days?
Yeah, within 3 business days. Typically, as long as you call us before it's due, they can still cancel it and prevent the charge. But we say 3 business days in case someone calls on a Friday and then there's a Monday holiday or something and then it charges over the weekend, you know. So kind of don't wait till last minute. But as long as you call us 3 business days prior, you would be safe. Also, have you ever been on your dashboard to see the results by chance?
I have.
Okay, good. There now is a Local Splash app that's integrated with the dashboard, and the calls, you can respond to them in real time through the app. So I'm sure you've experienced already where, you know, you'll tell someone, oh, text me your address and I can come out and give a bid or whatnot. You don't have to give them another number to text now. It's all done through the call tracking number and through the app. So if you go into your app store, either on Android or iPhone, and search Local Splash, once you download it, you would use the same credentials that you have for your dashboard. And then you only have to log in once, and then all of those calls, you can respond to them in real time. So on your what was that? I'm sorry.
I said that sounds good.
Okay, yeah, and lastly, on your dashboard, it shows that the password is blank, which means you reset it. If you think you know what it is and you download the app, you can just use the password that you know to get in. But if you ever have any trouble, just call us and we can reset it to a temporary password just so that you can get into that app, okay?